So as I mentioned in the introduction to this Mass, it is important on this Sunday that we remember. And so the title for my homily this evening is The Wisdom of Remembering. I've mentioned him before, but he just seems to be worth mentioning again and again. This is J.R.R. Tolkien. He was born in the year 1892 and died in 1973. At the start of World War I, he was 22 years old. When war was declared on Germany in 1939, he was 47 years old. He was a man who witnessed firsthand and experienced the trench warfare of the First World War, along with his good friend C.S. Lewis. And then when he was at Oxford as a scholar in the 1930s and 40s, he would have seen young men go to war who never returned. In 1997, The Lord of the Rings was voted the greatest book of the 20th century by many people in England. There was a poll conducted by Britain's Channel 4 and the Waterstone book chain store. And one of the things that I think this book has so beautifully captured imaginatively is the struggle between good and evil. It's a book centered on these unassuming hobbits, Frodo and Sam, who kind of live in the Shire in a very kind of ideal, beautiful world. But then things begin to happen in Middle Earth that affects them, and they cannot avoid them. They're drawn into the struggle. And of course, at the heart of the story is the Great Ring, the one ring that rules them all, the one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all and in the darkness bind them. Although the Lord of the Rings is not an allegory, we are drawn to think of the parallels between the ring and Hitler's Third Reich. Hitler envisioned a 1,000-year reign of this evil ideology, like Sauron's intention for Middle Earth. Hitler wanted to pull the whole world into this evil dragnet. Imagine if Hitler had succeeded. What would the world be like today? And this brings us to Canada, a country at that time that had a population of less than 12 million and played an incredibly decisive role on D-Day. On that day, the 6th of June, 1994, the 3rd Canadian Infantry Division landed on Juneau Beach. The Canadian assault troops stormed ashore in the face of fierce opposition from German strongholds, and the beaches were mined. The soldiers raced across the wide open beaches, swept with machine gun fire, and stormed the gun positions. In fierce hand-to-hand fighting, they fought their way along the coast from Binaire-du-Semer, Saint-Aubin, and Le Grun, and then they worked their way inward in order to establish a beachhead. The courage of these men, of which there were 14,000 who landed on that day, their determination, their self-sacrifice, resulted in 340 Canadians dying on June the 6th, 1944, and 574 being wounded. This is Sir John Keegan. He died in the year 2012. He was awarded the Order of the British Empire. He was a fellow of the Royal Society of Literature, and he was an eminent British historian. He wrote a book entitled The Six Armies of Normandy. And this is what he said about the Canadian 3rd Division on D-Day. At the end of the day, its forward elements stood deeper into France than those of any other division. The opposition the Canadians faced was stronger than that of any other beach save Omaha. That was an accomplishment in which the whole nation could take considerable pride. Interestingly, Tolkien's concentration on unassuming hobbits who had the courage to accomplish their task against seemingly unsurmountable odds is, I think, in a way, a testimony and a tribute to all of those, not only who stormed Juno Beach, but the countless other battles that entrenched evil regimes needed to be countered, and they had to be stopped. Be it the Soviets, Chinese communism, on and on they go. Do you know that in the 20th century, 123 million civilians and soldiers were killed because of megalomaniac leaders and genocide? It is therefore important that we remember a day like this. It's important that we remember this day because we have a tendency just to become numbed by such horrific violence. And we need to be a people who give thanks to God for the valor and those men and women who died prematurely in the way that they did. As we think about this today, it is important that we remember. And it's important that when we think about this act of remembrance, that we are also doing it within the context of today's scripture readings. Because when we live in a world like this, we can lose a sense of perspective. When we are surrounded by so much heartache, when we hear stories of such suffering, when we see what's happening in Ukraine, what now is happening in Israel and Palestine, well, we can be like the inattentive virgins. We can be like those who are lulled into a sense of believing this world, and as it is all that there is. There is nothing else. And the purpose of this parable that Jesus told is very important. For you see, for the Jewish people, a Jewish wedding could last for a very long time. And the bridegroom would come at a certain day to welcome his bride into the home that he had built. And he could come at any time of the day or the night. Now, this is a particularly weird story, because this seems like a fairly inhospitable bridegroom. I mean, after all, the gals didn't have any oil, and this is another part of the story that's weird. Where would they go to get oil in the middle of the night? They didn't have a Walmart in the first century. And so the point that Jesus is making isn't so much they don't have oil for their lamps, but it's how they're living their lives. And the challenge that we all face is we can think Jesus is never going to come again. That's just a bunch of who knows what, but it sure isn't based on anything real. But you can't get away from it, particularly this time of the year. The second coming of Jesus Christ is everywhere taught, both in the Bible and in 2,000 years of Catholic Christianity. But we can become inattentive to this. We can be like the bridesmaids here who have no oil for their lamps, and they're over here in the dark. Here are those who have their lamps lit. And so we are called to be a people who are not only attentive to the second coming of Jesus, but we're going to try to live our lives more and more right now, understanding something of fundamental importance. And it is this. D-Day was the decisive battle of the Second World War. It didn't mean that the war ended immediately. The war did not end until May the 8th, 1945 in Europe. Of course, it went longer in Japan. And victory in Europe was over a year after they landed on the beaches of Normandy. Similarly, for us as Christians, we understand that Good Friday is D-Day. That is when the decisive battle between Jesus and Satan was waged, and the Lord Jesus Christ won. But the battle, the war, is not over yet. There's a lot of mopping up that still needs to be done. Enter St. Paul and that reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. What is that passage about? It's about the second coming. And in that passage, St. Paul is saying that as people of faith, we grieve when people die, but we grieve as people of hope. Why? Because we have an understanding that the day will come when the great victory parade will be ushered in, the trumpet will sound, played by the archangel. And as St. Paul says, and the dead will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. This is like Victory Day in Europe. And here's a depiction of it. The second coming of Jesus Christ. And what we need to see and to understand is that this teaching of the second coming helps to inspire us as to how we are to live now. And let me conclude with reference to our first reading. We read from the Book of Wisdom these beautiful words. Wisdom is radiant and unfading. She is easily discerned by those who love her and is found by those who seek her. Do you see, we have to seek wisdom in this world. We have to desire it. It doesn't just happen. But when we do this, then we can grow in being a people who are like the hobbits. We're people of courage, like the 3rd Battalion soldiers from Calgary. And so in conclusion, let me say these words. As Roman Catholics, we see the continuity between the defense of human liberty that witnessed Canadians participate in epic battles of the last century, to our commitment today to defend human liberty wherever it is found, particularly in relation to the sanctity of life, to care for the most vulnerable, and to care for this earth that is our common home. It is so easy to devalue life in this world, and yet, what we're seeing today is nothing has greater importance than every human being, their value and their dignity. And so may we discover ever more fully what it is to be a people of memory. May we be inspired to live with courage in the present. Oh, and by the way, this is the cemetery near Flanders Fields in Belgium. May we remember that evil is truly strong, but the courage and the love and the goodness that leads people to literally lay down their lives and led our Lord to the cross allows us to look forward to that day when indeed there will be a victory parade, there will be a true celebration when everything that is evil, everything that is destructive is swallowed up in this newness of life. At the end of that reading from Thessalonians, St. Paul said, because we believe this is true, we are to encourage one another with these words. May God's word encourage us today in the wisdom of remembering.